Imagine turning on your radio back in 1938 and hearing this, performed live just a few months after it came out on record. That is, of course, the voice of Ella Fitzgerald from a CBS broadcast singing her first big hit for a national audience. It comes from a legendary private collection of nearly 1,000 recordings, and it hasn't been heard by the general public since the 1930s. They were acquired by the National Jazz Museum in Harlem about 6 years ago. Now the recordings are being restored and making their way to a new generation of jazz fans, as Tom Vitale reports.
It's the quintessential buried treasure story. Sound engineer William Savory had amassed a collection of radio broadcasts he professionally recorded off direct feeds from clubs and ballrooms across New York City.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ahoy there, mates. We're at the Yacht Club.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. That's Fats Waller sitting here at the piano saying hello over my shoulder.
And Savory kept them to himself. The recordings became the stuff of legend and an obsession for saxophonist and historian Lauren Schoenberg. He says he pestered Savory for a quarter century to let him hear his Benny Goodman recordings because Schoenberg had worked for the clarinetist, but Savory never did. Then Savory died in 2004. 6 years later, Schoenberg tracked down Savory's son in rural Illinois.
It turned out that when I finally got there, that there were 50 boxes that had not been opened for decades and decades. And they contained not just all this magical Benny Goodman material, but totally unexpectedly, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Fats Waller, Coleman Hawkins, Billie Holiday, and the rest.
The centerpiece of Volume 1 of the Savory Collection is an extended performance by Coleman Hawkins of his signature tune, Body and Soul. Schoenberg points out that it's twice as long as the version Hawkins released commercially, because in the studio, the saxophonist was limited by the length of commercial 78 RPM discs.
In the studio, people played it safe. So these recordings, you hear them how they really sounded when they were playing live in person, relaxed and doing things that they couldn't do. I mean, Coleman Hawkins does some stuff towards the end of that Body and Soul that I never heard him do.
Engineer William Savory was able to capture full performances, the way musicians played them in clubs, because he used the larger discs specially made to archive radio broadcasts, and because he recorded at slower speeds.
And that's really the linchpin here, or the catalyst, or the cherry on top of the sundae. Everybody's blowing longer than they did on record dates, and these dates have personnels that none other have.
Phil Schaap is a curator for jazz at Lincoln Center. Schaap says for him, the highlight of the first volume of the Savory Collection is another saxophone solo by Herschel Evans on the ballad Stardust.
And the first time I heard that Stardust, it moved me to tears.
Herschel Evans was just 29 years old and suffering from heart disease when he played on this 1938 jam session led by Lionel Hampton.
And he's dying. And he plays an instrument that requires you to have a lot of breath control and a lot of control of your entire circulatory system. He can barely fill the horn with air, but he knows how to cover, and he does. There's a sadness, but I think you can hear something's up. But something's still great.
Herschel Evans died 6 weeks later. Lauren Schoenberg acquired the Savory recordings for the National Jazz Museum in Harlem, where he's the founding director. He spent the last 6 years overseeing the transfer, cataloging, and release of the collection. But he hopes people will hear something beyond the music.
I think in every town, there is some great collection of something that is sitting in some closet or some basement or some library or some storage space containing the equivalent of the Savory collection for whatever that thing is. And I hope that when people listen to the music, wherever they are, that they can get those searches going and start looking for those things, because I think they're all around us. I was just lucky enough to find it.
Listeners will also have to do a little digging to find the Savory Collection. It's not in stores or on Amazon. It's only available as an iTunes exclusive. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.